Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next interview is here.
Hi.
Hi. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
My name is Douglas Mockery, and I'm with Arrow.life. And we are launching the BeFree phone. So basically, it's a smartphone and data plan provided completely free to the end user. So if you'd like to have a look, there it is. It's actually a Tier 2 flagship phone. We have a 5,000 milliamp battery, 16 megapixel camera, and a really strong chip.
Okay.
And how we're able to do this is we honestly and openly collect your data. And if you'd like, we subject you to content that you like. So if you like baseball, you'll see a lot of baseball stats, highlights.
Game of Thrones. That's what I'm watching.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good content that you like.
Recognize that. Okay. Interesting. So it's a flagship quality phone.
Yeah.
The phone itself.
You just sign up and we ship it to you.
The service.
Free.
Okay. What's the availability on this? Where does it work?
So right now we're doing an online contest with Kickstarter. Going to be launching in about 2 months.
Okay.
And it's
so drumming pretty close.
Up. Yeah, it's coming up, and it's all about drumming up interest of what city wants it first.
Oh.
And that's where we really prove the key metrics in a larger base.
So really Hunger Games it up, you know?
Yeah. And we go...
Whoever's worthy gets it.
Survival of the fittest. And that goes to the current smartphones and data plans in the market. This is going to drive down prices and help families save money, because right now... the debt load is higher than it was in 2008 in the United States. And in Canada, 40% of people are teetering on bankruptcy.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stats out there right now that show that cost of living has risen, but wages have remained fairly stagnant. So we're all about empowering people by saving more money.
Okay.
And technology is one way we can do that. So we're pretty excited about that.
That is for sure. Technology is definitely the thing that has brought about the ability to save money on all kinds of things. You know, we see it all the time. You know, you add tech into an industry, but to being able to already be in a tech industry and take advantage of concepts that are fairly sound, been around. I mean, I see a Google logo behind you. They definitely proved out the idea of targeted content.
Yeah, and this is taking it to the next level. Right now with mobile, you can hone in on someone's location, should they wish now. With new GDPR, we have to be open and honest what we're doing. So if you allow it, you're at a grocery store, we can hone in to a foot or 10 centimeters of your location in an aisle.
Cool.
So the power of that is there's certain specials going on in that aisle, it's going to save you more money.
Okay.
Or you're going to buy a cool event, and you don't know about the event, but you have music checked off as one of your key interests at a certain genre. Maybe rock, maybe country music. It's going to showcase that event or that particular artist. So
maybe hip hop, and it lets you know that Akon's here.
That's right.
For example.
In Timberland.
And he's got a lot of good initiatives going on, too.
Indeed.
And the great thing about this is we have a recycle program. So every 2 years, we send the end user a new phone. We take the old phone, and we send that to a developing nation or a key interest of the current nation we're in to help a localized market.
Great.
Yeah.
That's really great. We work with an organization that does something similar. So that's
amazing.
That's always good to hear that more organizations are getting into that.
Heck yeah. Yeah. And it's all about material, too, in the world right now. So last year, I believe it was August 8th, we used up what the world could give us within 1 year. So we actually need two worlds for our current consumption. So we need to be better allotting our current resources.
Absolutely.
So programs like this helps with that. Yeah,
there's not enough known copper on the planet to wire the rest of the world the way North America has wired,
and that's incredible. And I believe that. And what other material can we use?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Copper's amazing.
Uh-huh.
What it does for people. If you put copper in your system, viruses actually walk away from copper. Right. So we don't absolutely know a lot of the materials, what they do. So we can't we can't use all of these materials.
Because that's far more important than a landline telephone.
And we need to plug information. So a good portion of the content we show to people is going to be showcasing things you like.
Okay.
But there is going to be some ad content with grocery stores,
of course,
events. But there's nothing wrong with putting a key fact that, basically through the world right now, like I said, August 8th, we use up all that material the world could give us. So it's planting seeds in people's minds, not directly, but subtly.
Sure.
And then them coming to their own conclusions.
Okay.
About what we have to do. Yeah.
Fascinating. So launching in 2 months.
Kickstarter, yeah.
That's okay. Right. The Kickstarter launches in 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Kickstarter launches in 2 months, and you're going to use that as a gauge of where the platform needs to go.
Yeah, exactly. What city?
Physically.
Yeah, city and state. There's more states that are going to benefit from this than others.
Sure.
Right now, Chicago, they're having a bit of an exodus right now, and we need to help those communities out a lot. But we have to keep in mind purchasing power. So someone with we have an app for the Apple, but that can make that data free. But for this phone, we see it beneficial in Chicago, but we have other markets where purchasing power is more. So someone in a city like Milwaukee, they have more money at the end of the month. On average in Canada, people have $200 or less of disposable income. In the United States, it's $300 or less.
Oh,
so yeah. I can rhyme off stats all day. We're trying to help that.
You said something interesting a second ago. What was that about Apple and data free?
So with our with our app, we're able to subsidize almost completely free up to about 3 gigabytes per month in Canada with an Apple device.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a fascinating concept.
And in Canada, that's about $30 on average for a plan. I think there's a few carriers that offer $50 a month for 5 gigs. So if students on average do about 1.7 gigs per month, then most of them tread on just Wi-Fi because of the sheer cost of it. It's too sure. expensive. So we
and Canada's definitely got Wi-Fi permeated in a lot of places.
Yeah, your major hubs have it. It's just your rural communities that really don't, and that's where we can help. Sporting events need transport home. Canada has the highest data rates in the world, so it's ripe for disruption.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, $50 for 5 gig. My first thought was, where are we? What decade is this?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for data.
Yeah, and you look at the United States, $40 a month for unlimited plans. And why is that? There's a governing body up here. What are they doing if they're not protecting the citizens up here for how much money they can save?
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowing enough competition
right.
up here. So is it David versus Goliath up here? Possibly. Or is it David with Goliath?
Right.
So we have to play a little song and dance with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely some of that. I mean, we see that in the States, too. There's definitely David and Goliath working together to make things worse.
And well, not worse. But
better for them.
I would love for David to conquer Goliath any day. But sometimes we have to go down this route in different markets, depending on the nation.
Mm-hmm.
United States is far more ripe to help customers and provide better services.
Yeah, for sure.
Canada's changing, though. So
that's
good.
It's
exciting. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
So why this? Obviously, you could have gone into any industry. Why this?
Well, on a global scale, really to help humanity and the planet, you really need a source. We can capture 25 million users just with Android devices in North America. It's planting seeds. Why do we elect a small group in Alabama to make decisions for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Why not have a direct democracy of having a vote of a current bill, and then that person's paid for by the hour. We take a small sample of that local state. They vote, but then they have to take a comprehension test before the vote. There's the short-term and long-term outcomes of bills, and that's a true democracy. And we shuffle aside a lot of the corruption, and you can really empower people again to actually run their specific states and cities and country.
Yeah.
And not have interests that we don't know about that have nothing to do with us. So from an environmental standpoint and a humanitarian standpoint, we can do a lot with this.
Okay.
And that's why we've trademarked Be Free, we've trademarked Free Phone, and we've trademarked Power to the People. Because we are working on something else on the side that allows us to provide free telecom infrastructure in emerging markets. So we have a business model for that as well.
Boy, I can't wait for you to be in a position to talk about that. Wow, that sounds like a fun conversation too.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be doing that at Collision 2020. Hey.
I would love that.
Yeah, when you're a beta.
It'll be 2021 for that other project.
Okay.
But
well, the third year in Toronto, so that'll be fine. We'll still be up here.
So what conference are you guys at next? You two.
Huh. I actually don't know what our next conference is.
It's not so much a conference, but Roboticon.
Roboticon is our next big event.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a middle and high school robotics competition.
Good.
In Tampa.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's always surprising what the youth come up with and are innovating these days, right?
Yeah.
For sure. The stuff, it's actually how we met.
Yeah.
I
came
mentoring,
from the robotics team.
I was mentoring her team, and the stuff that they were doing when I started mentoring is so much more complicated than MIT could have done when I was in the program in high school. And I'm like, wait, they're asking you to do what? Today? In high school. Okay. I guess let's go figure out how to do that. But yeah, so I think that's our next big event.
Good.
So, well, I'm super excited about this. I know others are going to be as well.
Great.
How can they find out more about it?
So right now, www.arrow.life, we have a collection of emails, and you can keep updated of what we're working on.
Okay.
And, we'll send an email out for the Kickstarter and help bring it to your city first. And that's really what we're trying to do. And
Hunger Games style.
That's right. Survival of the fittest to start. And then we apply it to everywhere in the world. Yes.
That's awesome.
It's the definition of the market. And that's literally what we're talking about. So.
Heck yeah. We're disrupting smartphone, telecom, and the added content world. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Yep.
And we can't wait to see the Kickstarter go live.
Awesome. Thank you both.
Have a good rest of your time. Collision.
Yep, thank you. Take care. Good to meet you both.